Well, howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 9, day 4 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 9, 8 through 12. Hey, real quick, if you'd like more info on the 10-week Bible study, head over to 10weekbible.com today. We've got lots of helpful resources, links to studies you can lead or read, and a place to sign up for our email list where we will send out weekly updates about the current study as well as news about upcoming studies. All right, thanks. With that, let's jump back into it. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra 9, starting in verse 8. But now, for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant and giving us a firm place in his sanctuary. And so our God gives light to our eyes and a little relief in our bondage. Though we are slaves, our God has not forsaken us in our bondage. He has shown us kindness in the sight of the kings of Persia. He has granted us new life to rebuild the house of our God and repair its ruins. And he has given us a wall of protection in Judah and Jerusalem. So here, Ezra is continuing the prayer that he started in yesterday's episode. Yesterday, he is acknowledging the guilt, his guilt, the guilt of Israel for running right back to the sin that they had committed before, but now he immediately turns positive. And what we concluded talking about yesterday was the fact that it's only because there is a real God and a real Holy Spirit interacting with humans on earth that there is still a belief in the one true God, that there are still Christians on the earth today because we are so good at screwing it up time and time again throughout human history. But it's because God is gracious, God is faithful to us, that he continually corrects us and reproves us and chastens us and brings us back to him, brings us back to truth and righteousness. It's not because we're good at it or because there are any human being has ever been so committed to the purity of scripture and doctrine that they've corrected people and brought them back. It's only because of God through his work and the Holy Spirit through men's hearts on earth that we still exist. And that's exactly what Ezra is basically acknowledging here. It's like, you have left us a remnant. You have done this. He's like, we are so bad at this. But you've preserved us because you're gracious. You brought us back to our city, God. And so he's moved from repenting to thanking the Lord for the grace that he's shown to bring them back, even though they're so prone to run the other direction. Verse 10. But now, our God, what can we say after this? For we have forsaken the commands you gave through your servants, the prophets, when you said, the land you are entering to possess is a land polluted by the corruption of its peoples. By their detestable practices, they have filled it with their impurity from one end to the other. Therefore, do not give your daughters in marriage to the sons or take their daughters for your sons. Do not seek a treaty of friendship with them at any time, that you may be strong and eat the good things of the land and leave it to your children as an everlasting inheritance. This is one of those places, again, where the Lord gives the why. The Lord doesn't always give the why. I mean, when we read the commandments in the Old Testament, we read a lot of what he has to say that we should and shouldn't do. A lot of times there's not a why, at least not an explicit why behind it. But nearly every time that the Lord tells them, do not intermarry with the peoples of this land or really anywhere else, you Israelites. Again, he's speaking to Israelites. Don't use this to justify interracial marriage is being a sin or something like that. This is specifically for the Israelites, specifically and only for them. He did not give this command to any other race of people in scripture. The reason why is almost always there. And again, it is here. It's reiterated here. It's because of their detestable practices, because of how wicked, how unjust their lifestyles were. Because of that, do not intermarry with them. He's saying, basically, if you do that, the land is going to suffer for it. And the land was basically allowed to as it's put in the prophets, lie fallow for the 70 years to rest from the wickedness of the Israelites because they had turned away from the one true God and actually started engaging in the practices of the people that surrounded them. And it actually came to a point during Manasseh's reign that the Bible actually says that Manasseh and some of these kings and the people of Israel, they were actually worse than the Canaanites, Hivites, Perizzites, all these people. They were worse than the people that God drove out before them to give them the land. That's hard to imagine, because when we look at just how bad the people were before, the human sacrifice, the prostitution, just every level of debauchery that we see in things like Sodom and Gomorrah, what the people of those lands were into was so destructive, so evil, so heinously wicked, so bad. And here Ezra is dealing with, have we begun to return to that? And he's broken. He's heartbroken over it. So I believe we should be in our day and age, as we've seen the West, as we've seen Christian-inspired nations. I don't want to call any nation a Christian nation, but nations in the West, most nations in the West, almost certainly, their laws are based on the Christian ethic, the biblical ethic of Old Testament laws, of how the Lord sees justice. That's what our laws are based on. They're imperfect, but that's what they're based on. And as we see the West further and further abandon those laws and that ethic, as we see the West further and further abandon any reliance on God, as we see the church in the West drift further and further away from God, can we be anything but as heartbroken as Ezra was here? For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-week Bible study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's word. Thank you.